Okay. Hello. This is Tel Aviv. Brian of London here. And this is going to be turned into my podcast because I'm getting back into the old podcasting game. Been too long. Though I might have to. It's amazing. Tell you what, let's just scoot over to a new spot with my coffee and explain what's going on here. So over the last couple of weeks, I've been setting up a new website, brianoflondon.me. What I'm going to do with that is basically have my own home on the web. As you have seen, with all the deplatforming going on, I just don't want to be relying on anybody else's services. And that's why I obviously need my own home on the web. And brianoflondon.me seemed like the place to be. brianoflondon.com has been a hairdresser in Texas since before I took the moniker Brian of London. So good luck to Brian of London in Texas. If I ever need my hair done there, I shall go there. So I also thought it was time to revive Shire Network News, because I have this archive of 189, I think, episodes of Shire Network News, which was a podcast that was started by Tom Payne in Australia back in 2005, June 2005. And I've started listening to some of these early episodes, and they are absolute gems because, unbelievably, to a certain extent, the same stuff that we were discussing in 2005 is still relevant today. The first couple of episodes, the third or fourth episode that I put out yesterday or the day before, there's an interview with LaShawn Barber, a black female conservative. I mean, you could just call her Candace Owens today. And that interview has not aged. It's the same stuff, which is in part depressing and in part, well, I don't know what else. So I'm putting these shows out again. I had a chat with Tom in Australia, and he's happy with that. I guess I'm going to have to get buy-in from some of the other people who appear, some of the other hosts. But what happened was these shows had been obviously all out in the public domain, but as when the show ended in 2009, the site was a Joomla site. It got hacked. It was hosting malware. I just had to take it down, and I can't get it. I can't put the original site back up again. It's far too much work. So I'm just going to start releasing these every day or couple of days until I'm through with 187 episodes. I'm putting them into iTunes right now. I've applied to have a feed on iTunes, so you'll be able to follow that. And then secondly, at the same time, I'm going to take these videos that I'm going to still stick on YouTube and on BitChute and on all the alternative platforms. I'm going to turn these into a audio-only podcast because I just love podcasting. I always did. I always loved the audio element of this. I mean, me staring at a camera in the forest, it's a nice day in the forest in Tel Aviv, where I am now. But I just wanted to say a little bit about the history of Shire Network News. So I don't join Shire until, I think, around the 50s, 51 or 52 was my first episode hosting it. Because I started off just as a listener to Shire Network News. After about a year or so, Tom Payne in Australia, who, you'll hear these shows, they are absolutely amazing. The production, everything about them is brilliant. Especially considering the times. I mean, 2000, this is a long time ago. None of you had heard, or almost none of you had heard of podcasting back then. YouTube didn't exist yet. Think about that. YouTube did not exist. And these are some great, which, and Tom was doing telephone interviews, including all of that material. It's brilliant stuff. Anyway, all of that's going to go out. I'm going to add my own podcast feed. You'll be able to subscribe to just me or just Shire Network News or a combined feed of all of it. And I'll still keep putting the videos on YouTube. I'm going to look and see whether I can put the Shire podcasts up on YouTube. If I can do that with an automated system, which I think I can, but it might cost me $10 or $15 a month. If I need some money, listen, Once again, I don't do this for the money. If anybody wants to send me some, there's a donate page on my new website, which, as I said, is brianoflondon.me/donate. And I'm going to have some fun on there, because I'm still, I hope, going to put some Israeli stuff on Israeli Cool with Aussie Dave, which, I've been writing there for a long time. But when I talk about this other stuff, Trump, culture wars, Mundia, Modia, all of that other stuff, that needs to go on my blog. And I mean, I put up one post this week, which Robert Spencer also mirrored onto Jihad Watch, which was because one of my YouTubes was banned in Pakistan. But the email that YouTube sent me about that was quite interesting, because it just opened up with, said, the government has requested that we take down one of your videos. Just the government. Later on, it mentions in Pakistan. So it's the government of Pakistan. But YouTube doesn't actually say that in their email. They just say the government. It's like the world government. That's YouTube. Robert Spencer mirrored that, because that video actually was a 2006 appearance of Robert Spencer on the Fox and Friends show in the morning. And it's remarkable for a couple of things. One, Robert Spencer doesn't get booked on Fox and Friends anymore. And two, the government of Pakistan is trawling YouTube looking for any appearance of Robert Spencer that they can then ban in Pakistan. So I'm proud to say my video is now banned in Pakistan. I'm sure my entire website, my Twitter feed, everything about me will soon be banned in Pakistan. If I have anybody listening in Pakistan, please let me know. I guess I can't really prove a negative. Anyway, that's what's going to become of these videos. I'll still do them as videos, still put them out on all the channels that you know. But for me, the audio, I want to do that. I'm not sure if I'm going to do any post-production, maybe add the original theme tunes and stuff that I've still got. But the best is when I can just pick up the phone, record it, and get it out there. And to be honest, I've got fancy microphone at home. This darn iPhone is so good with sound quality. Even when there's peripheral noises, it seems to cut that out. There's probably some clattering from the guy making coffees and shakes there. But I find, listening back to these shows, the audio is like real. So let me know what you think about that. Anyway, go to brianoflondon.me, have a look around. It's very simple. Haven't installed any fancy templates, haven't installed Google Analytics on it. I'm trying to keep it to a minimum. I have installed Facebook share buttons and Twitter like buttons and that, which is kind of annoying. I wish it weren't there. You'll also notice that on that site, almost everything I do is replicated onto a kind of blockchain social network called Steam. Steam Peak. There are lots of front ends, but the back end means that every post I make gets written into the Steam blockchain, which is kind of safe for posterity. So we're going to see how this goes. If you want to help me out with brianoflondon.me/donate, please do. I think that as I go through listening to these old China Network newses, if I find anything, any absolute gems, I'm going to pull those out and highlight them on my Brian of London channel. But I'm just going to put up the old archive of China Network news just so it's back on the web. It's a pity that it faded away, but I guess listening to these things back after, something like 13 years now, we can see if there's been any progress. Unfortunately, I think it might have been backwards, but perhaps now we're in an era, Brexit, Trump, if these things can actually be kept going, then maybe we are at the turn. I hope so. All right, this has been Brian of London in my forest. This is Brian of London's Forest Talks. I've got to think of a good name for these shows. And I shall finish my coffee and be off about my business. Look for this on the podcast feed later. Bye-bye.